So, freshman's round, we now have Tom McEwen. Tom, just come back in with Lunar Mist. Looked a really, really good round. You know, young horse.
Yeah, delighted. I was obviously going to go and try and get the time, but down in fence five, I can't remember what it's called, the ditch thing. Yeah. Just started losing a bit of rhythm, and because around there it all comes up a bit intense, then she gets a little hotter. So it took me till after we were out of the first water just to settle her down, and then you could see then her jumping stride completely changed, like the back two, and then the corners at the Maltings and the Rolex complex. It's really smooth and we're eating back up time. But as soon as it gets a little bit dicey, she decides she's all fight. but I mean, she was awesome from start to finish. There's a few places where really we made things rather difficult for ourselves and she'd still popped away very comfortably.
She had a little bank, the one up the Upwinners Avenue, didn't she? But she was clever with her feet.
Yeah, like that was always sort of always there. And then looked up and I spotted a human right in front of me, so that helped me slow down a bit more. But yeah, they were obviously checking if I'd gone over it or not. But yeah, do you know what? She was amazing. Like there is a possibility of banking that fence. And
we've seen quite a few there.
Oh really? Yeah, I always thought, but to be honest, I thought I'd had such a nice spot. I wasn't expecting it in the air, and then just I'm not sure what foot came down, but something came down. That's fine. It's part of cross country riding, and it's what you're there for. Yeah, just things to work on would be a bit of smoothness, and she'll eat the times up quite comfortably. But it's amazing how much even that first section, a lot less intense, is still intense enough.
Yeah, good. And so what's the plan now? Going to have a bit of a chill out, a bit of a sleep before you ride this afternoon?
I actually need to go and ride Toledo at the moment. He's decided that he's wanted to go cross country 8 this morning. So need to go and have a little ride round in the school, tell him that it's actually another dressage day, pop him away. And then actually I'll probably watch for a little bit because yeah, I just did that all off walking the course and Bar Dickie telling me a few things which were super helpful. I think it pretty much rides as it walks and as we understand it.
We've seen some good rounds. We've seen a couple, you know, Dave, Wills have both come inside the time, so it's, you know, it's doable.
Yeah, for sure. The time is, for my opinion, I know I didn't make it on her, but I also had a long route. It's definitely more than doable.